Also in the headlines this Thursday, the United Nations said today Tamil Tiger rebels had violated international law for refusing to allow local staff and their families leave Sri Lanka's war zone. The rebels are now cornered in northern Sri Lanka, along with what aid agencies say are around 300,000 people trapped between the separatist rebels and a massive Sri Lankan military onslaught.
The UN said their convoy went into the war zone, a region known as the Vani, on January 16th. Acting spokesperson for the United Nations in Sri Lanka, James Elder, told us more.
Well, the United Nations had sought and received permission for 78 family members of UN staff to leave this conflict area known as the Vani in northern Sri Lanka, and they would be able to rejoin their family members outside of the Vani. An additional 13 United Nations national staff members have been working in the Vani through these past months, and they too were given permission by the Tamil Tigers, by the LTTE, to leave with the current United Nations convoy that's there. Unfortunately, at a checkpoint, this was overturned, and hence these people, these staff members, and these family members have been unable to leave the Vani. It's very serious to be detaining United Nations staff and their dependents, particularly because a lot of time was spent getting agreement for them to be released, and we certainly hope that they'll be released very, very soon, or be released from the Vani, be allowed, as we've said, safe passage.